During a tense meeting at the White House on Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged sharp words, resulting in widespread reactions from leaders and officials across the globe. Zelensky's message on X: "Thank you, America, for your support in this visit. Thank you at POTUS, Congress, and the American people. Ukraine is working toward a just and lasting peace." German Chancellor Olaf Scholz: "No one wants peace more than the citizens of Ukraine. Together, we are seeking the path to a lasting and just peace. Ukraine can rely on Germany, and on Europe." French President Emmanuel Macron: "Russia is the aggressor, and Ukraine is the victim. We were right to help Ukraine and sanction Russia 3 years ago, and we must continue to do so. The US, Europe, Canada, Japan, and many others must continue supporting Ukraine, as they are fighting for their dignity, independence, children, and Europe's security." European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on X: "Your dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. Be strong, be brave, and be fearless. You are never alone, dear President. We will continue working with you for a just and lasting peace." Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on X: "Ukraine, Spain stands with you." Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre: "What we witnessed at the White House today is serious and disheartening. Ukraine still needs U.S. support, and its security is vital for both the U.S. and Europe. President Zelensky has led his people through a brutal time under attack by Russia. Trump's accusation that Zelensky is gambling with World War III is deeply unreasonable. Norway stands with Ukraine, and we hope the U.S. will understand the importance of achieving a just and lasting peace in Ukraine." Czech President Petr Pavel on X: "We stand with Ukraine more than ever. It is time for Europe to step up its efforts." Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof: "The Netherlands continues to support Ukraine. We want lasting peace and an end to the war of aggression that Russia has started, for Ukraine, its citizens, and for Europe." Estonian Foreign Minister Margus Tsahkna on X: "The only obstacle to peace is Putin's decision to continue his war of aggression. If Russia stops fighting, there will be no war. If Ukraine stops fighting, there will be no Ukraine. Estonia's support for Ukraine remains unwavering. It is time for Europe to step up." Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk on X: "Dear Zelensky, dear Ukrainian friends, you are not alone." Johann Wadefel, deputy of Conservative Party Group in German Parliament: "Ukraine will always have our support. The struggle for freedom continues."